This is what it sounds like to be surrounded by woodland caribou. Most of what you're hearing right now is wind, but if I turn my recording levels up as high as they can go...
Hear that snapping? That's characteristic and unique to caribou. The tendons going over the metacarpal bones.
A small group of outdoor enthusiasts are out here north of Prince George, watching the animals eat a specially made food put here as part of experiments to increase caribou populations across the province.
It's made up of some combination of corn and grains and stuff like that. I know what the result is in terms of nutritional attributes, but I don't know what goes into it. My name's Doug Hurd. I'm a retired wildlife biologist from the provincial government now. I just do a little bit of projects here and there, like this one. Taxonomically, they're woodland caribou. Behaviorally, they're mountain caribou. So they live most of the year in the deep snow. They're down here now, we think, in early winter because when the snow comes in the mountains, it doesn't support their weight. And so it gets deep and you sink through it. And then when the snow firms up and gets deeper and you get 2 meters of snow up there, then they go back. And the deeper the snow, the better.
What Doug is trying out is giving these caribou a guaranteed food source, a special formula mixed in Grand Prairie. Every couple of days, he or one of his partners drives out here and fills covered troughs with the pellets.
Better nutritional conditions should increase survival through, you know, more all the things that nutrition does. It allows you to accumulate more body fat, you know, that would, and then the females, of course, are pregnant and are developing fetuses, and so their better nutritional condition will help maybe produce a bigger, more viable offspring. Next year, of course, next March, May.
They've also set up cameras to record the caribou as they eat and grow.
This is a trail camera, so it's a motion-sensitive camera. It takes pictures so I can identify all the individual caribou to get a count of how many there are. And they're recognizable uniquely each year, right? They change their antlers each year, and the antlers are all sufficiently different that you can recognize them from their antlers. And you get enough pictures, you need to see the caribou from different angles. If they're looking right at you, it's almost impossible. I mean, it seems like a good idea, but it's not. So you need a bunch of different angles. Look at this, we got all these caribou and people are listening to me.
The caribou keep their distance, but they aren't overly concerned by the cameras and microphone pointed at them. One with particularly large antlers stands aside, waiting its turn while a younger one digs in.
So that's a yearling. So he was born 17 months ago. Those are called pepper spots, those little white spots on the ribs, those, you know, the pale spots.
Yeah.
They mean nothing. They're just called pepper spots.
Oh, just another way for you to identify them?
Yeah, because they don't all have the same pattern. So in addition to the antlers, there are sometimes a few other things you can use.
As he checks his cameras, Doug explains that even though providing extra food for the caribou should help them survive and thrive, it's going to be tough to prove it.
In a strictly experimental sense, we might never know because we got confounding experiments. The wolves have been reduced here at the same time as we're doing that, so it'll be hard to know. But we've sacrificed experimental technique for trying to do the most we can for caribou. Yeah, we got our priorities straight, I hope. What I'm guaranteeing is a count of the number of caribou and the count of the number of calves and the sex ratio. And so we've got a very high sex ratio here, which is exactly what you'd expect with high adult survival. So we have high adult survival. Once you make it to 12 months old, you tend to survive to 15. And so if we see the black collar, Dos Equis, she was collared about, I think, 13 years ago. So adults survive well, so we got to get more calves, otherwise the population can't grow.
There are other experiments happening throughout the province. Wolf and moose populations are being reduced to see if that has an effect. A little further along the highway, a separate herd of caribou is being raised in pens. But what Doug hopes is he'll have found a way to help this herd of caribou survive in the wild.
They're only spending an hour or so around here a day. That's why we came early. They're still eating all natural food and spending time in natural areas. I'm obviously manipulating their behavior, but they're still doing natural things here. And I want them to do that, right? Well, nobody's ever tried this before.
For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Criatta. north of Prince George.